Been nail. I've been dealing with two sick children, and when they're sick, they don't sleep well, and if they don't sleep well, I don't sleep well. So I don't know about you, but I'm tired, but I'm not out. I'm not out. Amen. God's trying to do something today, and I think that the enemy has tried everything he can to derail it and to stop it. But he will not prevail. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 20. And we'll be reading from verses 1 through 4. And we'll also be looking at Psalms 107, verse 20 as well. Praise God. When you get there, say amen. All right, 1 Kings 20, verse 1. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together, and there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said unto him, Thus saith Ben-Hadad, Thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine in all that I have. Now look at Psalm 107, verse 20. It reads, He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Today I want to preach to you a message simply entitled, Special Delivery. A special, unique delivery. And I believe that God has a special package that is here for you today that you need to pick up and receive. But we must ready our hearts and our minds to be receptive to that package. And let us do that even now. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you for your spirit and for your presence that erodes and removes all the filthiness of this world and all the fatigue and all of the issues of the day. God, we even ask right now in the name of Jesus that your spirit would, I pray, open the hearts and the minds and the ears of the listeners. I pray, use me, oh God, to bless and to win a soul unto Christ. God, that someone might be saved and filled with your spirit. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that even as the enemy is warring and fighting, we fight back. For you said in your word that he teacheth my hands to war, that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. And that although the enemy may try to delay it, he cannot stop it. And we pray in the name of Jesus, let the sound of victory rise in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts. I pray it in the name of Jesus, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. Hallelujah. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for victory, for deliverance. And I pray even more so, oh God, let there be a confirmation of your word, not a confirmation of the messenger, but a confirmation of your word. God, that people may know that your word is true and that it saves and it can transform even the most sin-infected soul into the righteous and the called and the saint of God. I speak it right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the victory. I thank you for your goodness and mercy. And in Jesus' name, let the church of the living God say, Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about delivery, deliverance in particular. I told you in the first service that as I was meditating on this message, the word deliverance kept coming up. I had a completely different message that I was working on, and the word deliverance just kept coming up in my spirit. And is just as we saw earlier in the service, that it is most certainly needed, the spirit of deliverance, to be inside of the body of Christ. I want to talk to you again about deliverance, and that In a natural way, though, first, and so that we can ascertain what the spiritual principles are, that if you have ever needed a package delivered, there are several variables that one must consider. If you have something that you, a package you're trying to send or that is trying to be sent to you, that there are several variables that you need to consider. One, you need to consider the size of the package. You need to consider the weight, the time of arrival, and fourthly, the price. The thing is, the price is affected by the size of the package, its weight, and also the time of arrival. The bigger the package, the heavier that it is, will affect, and also the time of arrival, all are variables that one must consider when sending a package. It affects the price that you have to pay. If you want something there the next day, you got to pay an extra fee for it. If it's a very large package and it's fairly heavy, you got to pay extra money for that. And so all these things, they add up to a price that an individual has to pay in order to purchase the goods and services of a mail carrier, such as UPS or DHL or FedEx or even the United States Postal Service. You have to pay some sort of fee that is there. But I want also to consider, what about the spiritual packages that God wants to deliver to us today? Because God has packages, God has messages, He has something that He wants to deliver unto His people every single day. That we see in the Lord's Prayer that we pray that our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That give us this day our daily bread, that every day we receive some sort of package or some sort of mail that is there. And the thing is, the one day that you don't receive package or mail is on Sunday. Isn't that, do you think that's interesting? And on the contrary, today you're going to receive a package. Today you're going to receive some mail. This time, the courier that we're going to utilize in sending and also, I should say, receiving the package that we need, our courier service will not be UPS, it will not be FedEx or DHL or whatever courier service that there is, but instead it will be God Himself. The Bible says in James 1:17 that every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God has a package for you. God has something very good that He wants to deliver to you. And the Bible said that anything that is good, anything that is perfect or complete, that it comes from one source. There's only one courier that carries complete and good packages. Again, UPS and FedEx cannot do this. No other courier service has even the ability to carry a package as good and as complete as the packages that God has for your life. Now remember, I said that when you're sending a package, that you have to consider some variables. The first I said was the size of the package. In Ephesians 3:18, the Bible says, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The greatest package that God ever sent was His love. And He sent His love in the form of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave, or He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That Jesus Christ sent a package. And the Bible said that we can barely even comprehend the breadth or the length or the depth and the height of this package. His love has no limits. It has no measurement. It has no barriers. It's such an immensely humongous size package. So then you can imagine how great the price must be for Him to send such a package. Another variable to consider when looking at a package is also the weight of the package. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That you're waiting for a package to solve an issue. You've ordered something on special delivery to handle your situation. It's not on the Home Shopping Network. It's not on QVC. You can only find it in the Word of God. And the thing is, the package is so immense and so huge that it's amazing that when you compare the glory that God has for your life compared to the suffering that you're going through now, the Bible says He calls your suffering light, that it is not worthy to be compared with the glory or the blessing, the package that God is trying to deliver unto you. He goes on to say that while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You might be going through a struggle or going through a test or a tribulation. I want to encourage you today that the test is temporary, but the glory is eternal. I said the test is temporary, but the glory is eternal. And you might be waiting for that package. You ever order something and you're just like, you're anxious to get it, and you may not get it on the day that they say it's going to arrive, and you get the tracking information trying to track down, where is my package? Where is my delivery? I want to tell you that the Word of God is the best tracking that you got on the blessing and on the love that He's got for you. You want to find out where it is? You go to the Word of God and look in the perfect law of liberty to find out the status of the package. You've got to consult the courier service that's delivering your package. You've got to pray in the Spirit and get into and in contact with the courier service that's bringing your delivery, that's bringing your deliverance, your package. Hallelujah, you got to get in contact with him. As I said before, another variable to consider is the time of arrival. The time of arrival. We read in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 10, as a matter of fact, that Daniel had been fasting and praying for 21 days, a period of 3 weeks, to get an answer to a particular question. And we find out that the package was immediately sent, but there was some interference that was there. There was some problems that was there that delayed the package from arriving. We read in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Then said he unto me, this is Daniel talking about the angel that was delivering the package. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Daniel was waiting for the package. He sent the message even unto God, and God had dispatched the package. He dispatched the answer to the questions that Daniel was trying to find the first day. But the fact of the matter is, it didn't come the first day. There was a delay of 21 days. And some of you are waiting for your deliverance. You've been waiting for your package. And I want to encourage you that delay does not mean denial. That although it has not yet arrived, it does not mean that God is not working out the situation. That as you can see that we are in a war, and that the enemy is fighting and doing everything he can to stop, to stay, and to obstruct the word of God from going forth. But I want to tell you that like the UPS, rain or shine or snow does not matter, that God's word is going to do what he said it's going to do. The delivery is on the way. I read in the word of God in Galatians 6 and 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That the Bible tells me in Isaiah 40 verse 31 that they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Don't let the devil stress you out when the answer doesn't come. The bill is on Tuesday and the paycheck is until Friday. Don't let the devil sweat you and stress you out. But put your trust in God. When God said he's going to deliver the package, sure enough, you can believe it's coming, baby. I want you to understand in Jeremiah 1:12 that the Bible said, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. That you have to understand that the degree of emergency affects the time arrival of the package. If you don't need something so quick, you just send it on the ground services. But if you need something by the next day because it's critical, you got to pay a little extra and they put it on an airplane to send it out. And I want you to understand that God sees your situation and he's evaluating the criticalness or how emergency enough it is for you to receive the package. The thing about God is that he knows the exact right time when the package is to arrive. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He'll be there right on time. And the wonderful thing I love about Jesus is that it does not matter when he arrives. That when you're driving down the street and you see an ambulance going down the road, they've got the sirens blaring. They've got the lights flashing and they're running through red lights because there's a time dimension that affects what the result of what they're trying to do. If they don't get this person that's in the ambulance to the right resources in the right amount of time, this individual will die. But you look at Jesus, that in the story of Lazarus, that when he heard that Lazarus was sick, and he said, your friend is sick unto death, and Jesus just sat there, and he arrived 4 days later after Lazarus had been dead and buried. It did not matter when he showed up, because when he showed up, the answer was there. For he said in John 11, 25, in that chapter, that I am the resurrection, and I am the life, and he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Does not matter how dead your situation is, does not matter how far gone your finances are, or how far gone your marriage is, when Jesus shows up, the dead have to come back to life. When Jesus speaks, darkness has to reduce light. When Jesus speaks, cancer shrivel up in the bodies. When Jesus speaks, the waves must stop, the lightning must stop flashing, and the winds must stop blowing. Don't be discouraged, but hold fast and know that Jesus is sending a package to your address today. Looking for a special delivery. The package that God has fits all of the variables that I outlined. And now we come to the price. Mankind was in a desperate state of need, that we were trapped in trespasses and sin. And unless the package of the blood of Jesus Christ was delivered unto our souls, we would die and go to a devil's hell. And so Jesus looked at the price. He looked at the weight of his love. He looked at the size of his love. He looked at the time that it needed to arrive. And then he looked at the price, and he noticed that the price would mean his own life. For the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so Jesus, evaluating the situation, he looked at his love and his blood and his mercy and his goodness and his grace and his peace and his joy. And he said, they need this package right now. I'm going to send this not next day air. I'm going to send this right now. And so the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, what know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That God said, this package is so important, I cannot delay it, I cannot hold off on it, I can no longer procrastinate it. This world needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They need to hear that Christ can heal your body. They need to hear that Christ can cleanse your soul, that Christ can sustain you, that Christ can deliver you, that Christ is your life, and that Christ is your all. They need to hear this today. There is an urgency in the spirit today of a special delivery, that you need to know that Jesus Christ and him crucified, and you need to know him today. And the Bible said he paid a high price. A high price. His very own blood, his very life force was laid down just so that we could receive the package of eternal and everlasting life. The question I ask you today is, are you ready to receive it? You ever ordered a package and you came home and you saw the note on the door that you missed it? Ah, so annoying. Now I gotta go down to FedEx and go pick the thing up. Don't you understand? God had an appointed time for you to hear his word. But you weren't there. So instead, he left a love note. He left a little note on your door to tell you where you can come get the package. He said in his word, if you just believe in me, and if you walk by faith and not by sight and make a left at Albuquerque, you might arrive at the place where your package is. The place where there's blessing, the place where there is health and there is wholeness. He gave you instructions on the note that he wrote on how to find the package that you need. The fact of the matter is that oftentimes that we don't get the package because we're not ready to receive it. God says, I've got everything that you need. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Colossians, I believe 2:10, and ye are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. That God is the completeness. He is the fullness of everything that you could possibly require or ever need. Anything that you desire, you can find satisfaction, contentment, and fulfillment inside of Christ. But the fact of the matter is that our hearts are hardened, our minds are polluted and corrupted by the things of this world and by carnality, and we are incapable at times to have the faith that Jesus Christ actually loves you and that he died for you and that he wants to have a relationship with you. But I tell you today by this word that you need to ready your hearts and be at the right address as I'm sending out the word of God. A special delivery has come to you today. Psalms 84:11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is not holding on to your package like, I got what you need, but you can't have it. Aha, and he's teasing you and taunting you, knowing that you're crying yourself to sleep, knowing that you're pulling your hair out and you're going insane in madness for the lack of the package. No, on the contrary, God has got the package ready. It's not that God is not ready. The thing is, are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to receive it? Because if you're not mature enough to receive it, the blessing, it will become a curse, and you'll end up destroying your full self in the process. You look at these people that win the Powerball or win the lottery and get $10 billion, and a few years later, they're more broke than they were before because they were not ready to receive the abundance of the blessing. We've got to make our hearts ready to receive of God. We've got to ready and soften ourselves and say, Jesus, I need you more than the air that I breathe. I've got to have this package. I've got to receive this thing, because if I don't, I'm going to die in my sins. God's word is always delivered, and it always accomplishes what it sent out to do. Isaiah 55:10. The package will arrive. It always accomplishes what it sent out to do. Isaiah 55:10 says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." You want to talk about an ironclad guarantee regarding his delivery service. When God says, "I'm going to deliver a package," he said, my words, my services, it never returns unto me empty-handed. It always accomplishes that which it was sent out to do. But wait a minute. Didn't you preach to those people, and they didn't believe and they didn't receive God? Well, I thought God wants them to be saved. He does. But there's also a secondary condition. Matthew 10:34 says this: "Think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I'm come to set man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her brother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household." The thing is, when God sends his word, there are two particular things he's trying to accomplish. In that he wants you to be saved, but also he wants to know if you believe. And if his word comes back, it will come back saying that they did not believe. And in that process, he accomplished that what he wants to say. He said, "I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. I came to divide the goats from the sheep, the lost from the saved. I came to find out who believes. And yes, my word will cause disputes in families. And fathers will start yelling at their daughters. And mothers will start yelling at their children. Simply because one believes the word of God and one does not." He wants to find out that you'll believe this word no matter what. He wants to find out whether or not you're ready to receive the word of God no matter what. And so even when the word of God goes forth and someone doesn't necessarily receive it, still accomplished one thing. Okay, they didn't want it, they didn't receive it, let's go to the next one. Now here's the thing, let's go back to our scripture text. 1 Kings chapter 20. Very interesting story here. It's the story of King Ahab. And if you guys know the story of Ahab, Ahab was not a good guy. Matter of fact, he was a very wicked king. And he was the king of Israel. And during this particular time, the king of Syria was launching a campaign against the king of Israel. 1 Kings 20, verse 1. "And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together. And there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up, besieged Samaria, and warred against it." This guy came packing. He was 32 deep. He had 32 other kings that were with him. Now it says, "And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said to him, 'Thus saith Ben-Hadad, thy silver and thy gold is mine. Thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine.' And the king of Israel answered and said, 'My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine and all that I have.'" I want you to understand something. Ben-Hadad, the name Ben-Hadad literally means son of the false god. And the son of this false god said to the king of Israel, he said, "Your silver and your gold belongs to me." He said, "Your wives, your children, your family, everything that is good that you own, it's mine." And this guy had no backbone whatsoever. He said, "Okay, boss, yes. Whatever you want, you just have it." Don't you understand? You give the devil an inch, he will take a mile. And in the same sense, Ben-Hadad, Satan is coming to your door and he's saying, "Your children are mine. Your money, your finances belong to me. Everything that is good that you own and possess, it is mine." And we already know what Satan's motivation is. John 10 verse 10 says that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus said, "I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." You cannot make deals or barter with the devil. You will always end up on the short end of the stick. And he just said, "You know what? Okay, sure, whatever you want. It's yours. It's yours." I want to look at verse 12 now. Now what we find out is that the next day, when Ben-Hadad heard that answer, he said, "You know what, I want more stuff than that. I want a few other things." Verse 12, it talks about that he wanted also all of his officials' stuff. He wanted everything, and he wanted to go in all their houses and take all their stuff. Now when Ahab realized that, look what he says. "And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message that he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, that he had said unto his servants, 'Set yourselves in array.' And they set themselves in array against the city. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, 'Thus saith the Lord, hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord.'" He said, Ahab just found out that this guy is trying to take everything I've got and everything I own. And then he went even further. So I want to take even your friend's stuff too. I'll take everything. I mean, everyone you know, I want to take this. I'm going to go in the house and take everything that's good from them. Ahab was shaking in his boots, but then he got a delivery. And the word of the Lord said, the funny thing is it was delivery for a delivery. First delivery is saying a package is coming, and the package is your enemies. Isn't that thing that funny that God would deliver his enemies into his hands? And the thing is, the thing that you're fighting, God will put it right into your hands. If you first received the first delivery, which is of his word. If you receive and you hold fast to his word, God will deliver things into your hand. Now look at this. Look at verse 22. Now the thing is, they went to a fight and Ahab beat the mess out of him. He won. And the thing is though, Ben-Hadad didn't give up. Verse 22 says this, and the prophet came to the king of Israel and said to him, go strengthen thyself and mark and see what thou doest, for at the turn of the year, the king of Syria will come up against thee. Don't you understand that you can't just, you know, kind of beat the devil back a little bit. When the devil tries to get in your life, he's like a roach infestation. And you got to get some raid or call the org man to come get him out. You've got to kill and just start stomping every roach in your house. You cannot leave anything because it will come back. You cannot just wound the thing that you're fighting. You've got to kill it. You can't make deals and negotiate with the thing that you're fighting. You've got to kill it. It's an adversary. It's the enemy of your soul. Its motivation is to steal, kill, and destroy. So your motivation should be to kill and destroy it. It has no place in your life. Whether it be sin, whether it be temptation, whether it be whatever it is, you've got to kill this thing, because if you don't, it's going to come back stronger and try and kill you again. And the prophet said, look, man, this dude's coming back for more. Now, here's the funny part. And this is verse 23. And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. They had a fight in the hills. We were on their turf, home turf. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. He said, look, okay, yeah, you beat us. Fine. You had home court advantage. But if you play in our home court advantage, we'll beat you. Your God is a God of the hills, but he's not a God of the plain. Now look what God says in verse 28. Verse 28 says this, and there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude in thine hand, and ye shall know that I'm the Lord. You think you got out because you were so righteous. You thought that God came to your rescue because you were so good. But the real reason why he came to your rescue is because he's got his name on you. And the fact people are putting his name in their mouth and talking stuff about him. I said, okay. He's like, you know what? Because Ahab was a bad guy. He was not a good guy. And God said, you know what? Just because you said that, devil, now I'm going to jump in this thing and I'm going to show you that, yes, I'm God in the hills, but I'm also God in the valley. I can be God in the good times, but I can also be God in the bad times. And all you need to do, Church of the Living God, is be still and know that I am God. For I will be exalted among the heathen, he said. Just because you said that, I'm going to fight for my own reputation, because my name is riding on you. When you got baptized in his name, God branded his reputation on you. He branded who his personality on you, his character on you. And that whenever someone starts trashing you, they start trashing his name. And when someone starts messing with his name, God gets into a fit. And God jumps into the fray. And God will start fighting your battle. This battle is not yours. This battle belongs to the Lord. A special delivery. One of the things about deliverance is that sometimes the delivery is God bringing something to you. But in this circumstance, the delivery was God bringing him to something else. That God wants to deliver you. God wants to put you in a package of his love and his mercy and carry you through your circumstances. And that's why the Bible says in Psalm 23 verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I would fear no evil. Why? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod of God and the staff of God, they carry me. They, because also surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. There's some insurance that I'm going through. God is wanting a special delivery, and you're the package. You've been in bondage and oppression for so long. And God said, why don't you just hop in this package? Hop into my package of my love and let me carry you out. Someone actually did that. Did you know that? There was a slave during the Civil War who mailed himself to freedom. He hopped in a crate that was going off to the north. He was in the south, hopped in it and stayed in it for 3 days. And when he got out, he was a free man and became a soldier against the south. He literally was delivered out of his bondage, literally. And in the same sense, God wants you to get in the box of his love. God wants you to get in the box of his word and stay in the word. Stay on his love. Keep focusing on Jesus, Peter. Don't look at the lightning and the waves. You just keep your eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. You keep him out and he will carry you. He will carry you. And we find out in the story of Ahab that yet again, Ahab defeated him. And Ahab was delivered out of this situation. God has a delivery for you today. My other text was Psalm 107, verse 20, which said that he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them out of their destructions. God wants to deliver you. He has sent his word out to you, a word of faith, a word of hope, a word that will carry you, but you've got to be ready to receive it. Do you really believe that the word of God is true? Do you really believe that all of your sins have been forgiven? That may be one of the hardest things to believe. People often measure great faith by, okay, you pray for this person and they come out of a wheelchair or an arm grows back or something. And don't get me wrong, that's pretty amazing. But sometimes the greatest struggle for people to believe is that Jesus Christ actually loves you. That you consider all the things that are inside of you, all the mistakes and the disappointments that are in your life. But yet Jesus said, this is a high price. I want to give a special delivery for this individual. Jesus Christ loves you, but are you ready to receive it? He sent his word and he healed them. God sent Jesus Christ, literally the living word. And Jesus Christ, all he did all day long was heal people and raise the dead and cast out devils. And the same Jesus that I preach and that we read in the word of God, he is here right now. He is present with us right now because he is Emmanuel, God with us. And this same God that set the captive free, that raised the dead and healed the sick, is here today. And he's got a package right here at this altar for you. Let's stand. Let's stand. I'm done. He's got a special delivery. You know, there's some packages that you have to be there to sign for. And if you don't sign for it, you can't get it. God wants you to sign for this package. He wants some sort of commitment that you're going to receive this package. And again, it's not some prank or it's not some, you know, it's not a bill, all right? Actually, it's telling you that your bill has already been paid. One of the things everyone does when they get the mail and they see the bill, they just kind of, okay, next one. Let's go to something else. Let's see what it is. Okay, Publishers Clearing House. Okay, yeah, okay. You know, we don't want to see the bill. No one wants to see the bill. We just try and put that away. The thing is, though, you've been trying to put away something that says that your bill has been paid. Paid in full is what he said on the cross. It is finished. Tetelestai. God sent you a letter and you think it's a bill saying, okay, and all my debts are being called in. No, all your debts have been paid. All of your debts, all of your sin, all of your grief and your sorrows, Christ bore on the cross. What a wonderful thing that is. God has a special delivery for you today. The thing is, will you come and pick up the package? It's right here. Right here at this altar, special delivery. You can come down here and pick it up. Whatever it is that you need, this package can do it all. You know, you see these home shopping network stuff and you see these guys that are selling, you know, OxyClean or the Ginsu knife or whatever they're peddling. And they try and say, it slices, it dices, it does this, it'll do your laundry, it'll do your taxes, it'll make everything better. And they make all these fantastical promises to try and sell their product. And the thing is, and they always say, well, you have a money back guarantee. This is so good, you won't want a refund on this. You won't want a refund on this. I'm not blowing smoke here. I'm not trying to deceive you or trick you into something. I'm telling you the truth, that living the life for Jesus Christ is the best thing you could ever do. Just the best thing. You sign up and you work for him. He has a marvelous health insurance plan. Marvelous. Good life insurance too. What a payout when you die. It's the only life insurance that really pays the person that's dead as well. It also will affect even the person that's living. Because when you die, you go to be with him. You get a mansion. Streets of gold. Walls of jasper. Gates of pearl. Ten, that's good life insurance. Got a really good financial plan too. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Good financial plan. Good health insurance. Good life insurance. You want to sign up for this deal. You don't want to miss out on this deal. And you better act fast because it's only for a limited time. Because one day, the eastern sky is going to split and crack. And the trumpet of God is going to sound. And Jesus Christ is going to take all those that were ready. But are you ready? I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out on this deal. I'm making you an offer that you can't refuse. Praise God. Special delivery. Come and receive God's special package in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Special delivery. You know, and he has preached the message and I opened the altars. But I just want to say, I was at the hospital where Sister Joanne's little granddaughter was born prematurely. And they told me that she took about two or three breaths and passed away. And they brought the little baby into the nursing room. And I said to all of those that were in there, this is the one person I'm not worried about. Because this little baby, fully formed, 20 weeks old, we didn't really get to know her. But the Bible says the spirit goes back to the maker. And I said, this little child's name is still written in the book of life. It's what you do down here that gets your name blotted out. Nowhere in the Bible does it speak about your name being written in, but it does say your name can be blotted out. And I told everyone that was in the room, and there weren't too many dry eyes there. This little baby, I know where she is, but what about us? We still have choices to make. We still have choices to make. Are you going to accept the package or send it back? This package costs more than money can buy. As he said, when he said, Telestai, it is finished. It paid for your sins, my sins. But you still have to come down, accept the package. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. For those who are at the altar, for those in the audience, I ask you right now to just turn your heart to Jesus. Whether you came down here or not and say, Lord, I want to accept your package. I want full and free delivery. I want you to deliver my family. I want you to deliver my finances. I want you to deliver my healing. I want you to deliver my future. I want you to deliver my heart. And if you will right now, just start to talk to God wherever you are right now in this sanctuary. I believe the presence of the Lord is here to hear your prayer. If you will just open your mouth and just confess some things, and I'm not talking about sins, but just confess faith and say, Lord, I stand upon your word. I stand upon your promise. I claim what you have promised. I want to get that package. It's not going back. I'm come here to claim it today. Hallelujah. Let's just reach out by faith right now.